listening to tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at TakeTwoRadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast, and you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everybody, or afternoon, or morning, or wherever you are. Welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and with me I have my pretty, pretty princess co-host, Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Oh, my gosh, that's laying it on a bit thick, don't you think?
You have no idea what I'm talking about, and I know that, but she will really know.
I don't know, and I'm just going to kind of go with it, although I hope I'm not stepping into something I shouldn't be here. So, hello, Pam. I hope you are doing well today.
I think you can tell I am.
I think you are.
I don't know if I had enough medicine or if I haven't had any yet. I don't know. But
maybe it's in the wine.
Yeah. That's what it is. I needed my wine.
Yeah.
But we have tonight, and I think most of our people know this. There's a bunch of people in the chat room. We have the creator of Pretty the Series and in the series and all the kinds of series, Steve Silverman. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Now, are you fighting off that cold that everybody's getting?
Yes, actually, yes. Yeah, I just want to make myself some tea because everybody in my house is sick and I tried to stay away from them, but... of course, it's not that easy.
Stacey McQueen was supposed to come out to Palm Springs from L.A. Last Thursday, but she got that cold. And she called me the morning of my birthday was last Thursday. She called me Thursday morning, and she said, I can't come. I'm so sick. And I was like, yeah, don't come. The birthday present to me is don't come anywhere near me.
Well, Steve, happy birthday to you. My birthday was a week ago yesterday, so we are... I'm in good company.
Aquarians rock.
Hey.
Well, I'm a Cathy. I got just under the cutoff of Cathy's before rolling into Aquarius. But that's you're close enough. So.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And
yeah.
I am Aries, so I rule over all of you. So there.
That's right.
Oh,
yes,
really?
That's true.
Just keep drinking that wine, Pam.
But now, Steve, you heard me call her Pretty, Pretty Princess, and you want to tell her what that means?
Oh, goodness, that's going back a long time ago, my friends. That's going back, it's hard to believe for me that we launched Pretty 3 years ago, February 1st of 2010, and that was one of the first things Annette Champagne, our leading character lady, ever said on camera. And it's weird. It's so weird because, we talk about, my whole production group talks about this all the time. It's like we were so thrilled, in the first week that we launched the very first episode of Pretty 3 years ago, and this is tells you how far the internet and web series viewing has come. We were so excited because we had like 500 views in the first week. We're like, oh my God, we have 500 views. And you know what I mean? And like now, without bragging, we're getting like 10,000 to 15,000 a day. So it's
gosh, that's great.
It's nuts how far. I mean, like the second teaser for the Inn that featured Crystal did huge numbers, and it was crazy. I mean, even when we launched that teaser we did a year plus ago with Jeannie Francis for the first time, we got to see her on Pretty. That thing exploded, and we just sat there going, remember when we used to sit around going, it took 500 views in a week, and here we are in 10 minutes getting, 500 views. It's like, holy cow. And it's not, that's not even like, and just to clarify, that's not me bragging about anything, we did. It's also just how much, how evolved everything's become and how everybody now knows what a web series is. And,
well,
you know,
yes.
Really taken off. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, it helps that you wrote the series and that it was a good series, and everybody was crazy except I think Jeannie's character was the only one that was normal.
she was so fun. She was so great. Yeah, she played one of the actual. I don't think there are any other normal, somewhat human characters, you know, that you'd want to let in your house from Pretty, other than Jeannie's character. And
right.
And I purposely wrote her that way. And when we worked together, we talked about that. And she's like, "You want me to just play the straight?" And I said, "I think it's funnier if you do play straight. I think if you add an accent or you try to overdo it, everyone's going to roll their eyes." But when she just dead serious asks all those questions, it's every question that everyone who's watching the series is thinking in their head anyway. I mean,
right?
Don't kid yourself. So,
yeah, that was
funny.
Good. That was perfect. That was perfect to have her play it that way. If she would have been loony with the rest of them, you know, it still would have been funny. But I think it was better and more funny, or well, let's say funnier, with her playing it straight.
Yeah, yeah. And she embraced that, and we really, you know, and she had her very funny moments. I mean, when the moment that I love is, I love the TMI moment where she screams at him, and I also love the moment where she kind of flirts with...
Toast?
With Toast. With it's so hard because he's got three names. His real name's Brendan, his character's name is Devin, and then his nickname is Toast, so I had to think about that for a second. And it's also, I honestly... With all love and affection to my Pretty world, it's so weird. I haven't thought about any of the Pretty stuff in so long because we've been so drowning in the inn for the last year that it's like all of a sudden, like, you know, all these, like, we just went to the IAW TV Awards in Las Vegas and it was like, hey, you know, Pretty, Pretty, Pretty. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Well,
always embrace it, because just remember that's where you started and that's how you've gotten to where you are now with the new series, The Inn.
Yeah, and I really appreciate everybody who's embraced whatever I've done over the years, and you know, they're very, very different, very different. I have so many friends who know me, who either emailed me, texted me, or called me and said that they watched the trailer for The Inn, and they're like, we were waiting for the punchline. We were waiting for the, where's the funny? And I'm like, there's no funny. And a couple people even said to me, oh, I thought it was going to be like one of those, like, weigh-ins kind of movies that makes fun of horror movies, like an airplane kind of horror movie. And I'm like, you know, a horror show. And I'm like, no, it's not that. It's actually scary.
Talk about going from extremes, from one to another. I mean, that's basically what you did with the two series.
It really is. It really is. And it's funny because on the set of The Inn, when we got to laugh together, it was like such a relief finally, because some of the stuff we do in The Inn is so intense. Acting wise and moment wise, and then, like, you know, somebody would usually Chuck, who plays the sheriff, Sheriff Riggs. See, I'm giving stuff away to you already.
Good boy.
Chuck plays a character named Sheriff Riggs, and he's an exceptionally funny human being in real life. And he and Crystal crack each other up constantly. And we've got a lot of great bloopers with them. And it was great.
I was going to say, how many takes did you have to do when they played together?
actually, you know, it was really good. It's such the show will be so different for, you know, when we started Pretty, the episodes were super short. They're only about 4 to 5 minutes. And then they got longer and longer. And then some of them, oh, I'm starting to hear myself. Fantastic. I had to mute my own computer. The episodes started getting longer. And now with The Inn, these episodes are 3 to 5 minutes. They're really fast. But we kept keep it moving. And so the good news was there was very little time to screw up because you didn't have to remember quite as many lines. So it kind of made it fun.
Yeah. Are you going to have a blooper video after the season's over?
Maybe after the third season's over, so probably at the end of the year, because I can't, some of the best bloopers are from, you know, seasons 2 and 3, which won't be until later on in the year, and I don't want to give anything away.
Right, right.
As everyone knows who knows me, I am the king of not giving stuff away because I'd rather you go and watch it and enjoy it and laugh or be shocked in the moment. You know, we kept, when we did Pretty, we kept who Joan Van Ark was playing top secret until it aired. And, you know, the big twist was it turned out she was playing our leading character 60 years in the future. And if I had given that away, it wouldn't have been as fun, you know. And you want to keep it fresh. Like, we hit a bunch of things on Pretty. We had a bunch of guest things pop up. Emma Caulfield popped up. Mary Beth Evans popped up in our last season of Pretty. And that said, again, without giving too much away, keep your eye peeled because we have people who may pop up in the end. You never know who's going to show up or not show up. And there's a couple big surprises coming all your way. There's a huge surprise in the very first moments of the very first episode, which no one knows because we shot it top secret. And no one has blabbed yet, which is so good. And that's what I want it to be. I really hope, I'll say this real quick, when everyone watches this show and goes on Twitter, give it like 2 days or a day, let everyone else come home from work or whatever and watch it themselves and let them have the same scare that you get to have or
right.
the same surprise. Because everyone's going to go, oh my God, I can't believe Meryl Streep's in it. Don't worry, Meryl Streep's not in it.
Well, Steve, I want to know, what was the inspiration behind doing this series? You know, because the series is so contrastingly different, and I mean, did you just decide you wanted to go off in a different direction, or was there something, you know, that you said, you know, I really want to do this because
Pretty was such an excellent experience, and we did 3 in a row, and we did them in just about 2.5 years. We actually did season 1 and season 2 in the same calendar year. Then we took a year off and did the next season. And I just needed to do something different. I needed to get get away from the champagnes for a little bit before I was sick of being around them. And I also didn't, no offense to anybody else, I want to show people that I can do other things. I wrote The Inn as a screenplay, as an outline, as a Bible. I wrote it probably 10 years ago. And it kept taking different forms and had different endings, and I kept changing, and I wanted it to be this, I wanted it to be that. And then all of a sudden I pulled it out, and I said, damn, I love this story. This is a great story, if I do say so myself. This is a fun story. This is the kind of thriller, horror, Hitchcock that I like. There's no blood, there's no guts, there's a lot of surprises.
Perfect.
It's the kind of story where every time an episode ends, you go, wait, 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 wait. And you have to go back and watch it again. Hopefully you'll watch it a second time. But a lot of the episodes, you're going to find out a bunch of information and like Hitchcock style, and the next episode you find out that person wasn't telling the truth, but you bought into it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that person lied to me. And then you have to figure out what's going on. And so I just wanted to do something different. And so we did it so different. This was such a different experience than Pretty, you know. We shot Pretty over 2 years, 3 separate times. We shot all of The Inn. It's all done. We shot all 3 seasons in 3 days. It was a huge undertaking. I have the best crew in the world who stayed by my side. We had a 20-hour day. I love my cast. The cast is amazing. But the cast got to have these fantastic 4 to 6 hour breaks when we didn't need them, where they got to sleep and eat and sit on the internet and sit on the porch and look at the mountains, and the crew worked nonstop. So it was a very, very, very different deal than the last time. But it was time to do something new. That's as easy as I can answer that question. Time to do something new.
Well, there's a girl in the chat room, Retro Goddess, saying, I hope the surprise is Sam Pancake. Oh, my God.
Well, I think Retro Goddess is probably a young lady named Drew.
Okay.
And I know Drew. It is. I see that now. Yes, I can see on the chat.
Okay, good.
No, it's not Sam. Just don't tell you that. It's not Sam. Sam has been so busy. That's the one. That's a really funny thing about Pretty all the time. Is, you know, people ask me about the Pretty group. I love all those people. I haven't seen most of these people. The last time I saw Dee Freeman was last year at the Indie Soap Awards, and I'll see her again next month because she moved. And I moved. I moved out of L.A., and so I don't see half these people anymore. The only people that I see consistently is I see Stacey McQueen, who plays Annette all the time, and I see Terry Simmons, who plays Parker, because they're two of my close, very dear friends. I see them all the time. And everyone else, when I luck out and I see them, I see them.
Well, you can't always keep in touch with everybody every single day. That's understandable. You know, everybody's got other things to do as well.
Right.
But
God bless. That's what the Internet's for.
Right? Thank God. Well, let's let our listeners know who is in the series that we know of at this point, which is it stars Crystal Chappelle, and also starring is Mark Gant, Denise Alexander, Chuck Sloan, Ray Prosha, Kyle David Pierce, and Stuart Allen.
Yes.
Anything you want to add to that, or that's where we're going to leave it right now, right?
That's where we're leaving it for now, but like I said, you never know who can show up at the end.
And that debuts on February 4th. Do we have a time for that?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Michael Caruso, who is a good pal of mine, who does Jovanity, and I was asking him his advice on that because I've tried all sorts of things with Pretty about, you know, launching it in the morning, launching it in the afternoon. I think probably we'll do a set time of 6 p.m. for the East Coast, and you know, which would be 3 p.m. for the West Coast. So I think that's a good time. I mean, unless anyone else has a better suggestion.
No, I mean, it's kind of good having a set time because I do watch Divanity as well as many other web series. And
right.
I like when they come out on at least the same day of the week.
Right.
You know, that helps, and you know when to go on to the website to look and, you know, watch the new season or the new episode.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember how we did it with Pretty. I think we did Mondays just like we're doing now, so probably what we'll do again. I don't see why that shouldn't be a problem.
No, I don't think so. Well, tell us, our listeners, about yourself. Who are you? How did you get your start? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I was born in a small town. There's an old Carol Burnett. I don't know if you guys are even old enough to remember this. There's an old Carol Burnett where she starts, there's a sketch she does where she gets asked that question and she keeps answering it. I was born in a small town, and she like tells her entire life story, and they were like, I just wanted to know what time you'd like to go to dinner. Oh, all right. But it keeps happening over and over and over. She keeps going, someone asks us, and she's like, yes, I was born in a small town. They'll start rolling their eyes. My story. No one cares about my story. Let's see.
Yes, we do.
Give us the highlights, Steve. Like
the highlights.
How did you do all this to start with?
Well, the thing is, I started 20 years ago in L.A. I graduated college. I wound up at the Soap Opera General Hospital as an intern, an unpaid intern, delivering the mail around for most of the summer of 1992. Mark Tesh is the casting director. His assistant, Gwen, her father unfortunately passed away, so she went home. So he came to me and asked me if I would answer his phones and you know, computer stuff for him all summer, which I wound up getting paid, which was fantastic. And to this day, Mark Tischner is a fantastic, great guy to me because he gave me one of my very first actual Hollywood paid jobs. And I worked at General Hospital for about 4 months. And then I jumped over to Days of Our Lives. Crystal does not remember this, but I used to, and I made her laugh because it was 1993-ish, I think it was 93, I am walking down a hallway at NBC and she's walking toward me, and I worked with the writers and I knew that they were about to bury her alive because I saw all of the outlines for the stories on Days of Our Lives and her character was going to be buried alive. And she walked by me and I had this little, like, I wanted to tell her, like, so bad, like, you have no idea what's going to happen. And then I worked at Days, and then from there, it just sort of, it was like jobs here and there, and I got a break here, and I got a break there, and I worked at Warner Brothers, and then everything just sort of dried up for me. And so during that time period when I couldn't find any work, I started writing plays, and my plays started getting put up, and that's how I started meeting people, and then I started booking jobs from the plays, and then I fell into the world of what I do for a living, which is on-air promotions. I do, I work for Fox, and I do, and a bunch of other companies as well at the same time now. I do all this stuff, like next Tuesday on an all-new American Idol, I make all those kind of promos. So,
I
work really, really hard on the marketing and promotion side of these shows that I do on the side, especially like when we put, you know, the in trailer up. I want it to look a certain way, and I want you guys to get a certain reaction, or we put up a pretty trailer. You know, we work, that's me doing what I do professionally, you know, for a living. And then I just always told stories. I have a ton of stories. Denise Alexander actually owns the rights to a screenplay I wrote a long time ago, and we've been trying to get it made forever. And I just, I'm a writer. I'm a writer, producer. I'm a director. I do all that kind of stuff. And I wrote Pretty, and then I, you know, wrote The Inn, and it has been a long, I mean, if you guys think you guys have, oh, we've waited so long for this, if you guys think you've waited long, and anyone listening to this thinks you've waited long, you have no idea what the last year has been like for me. Well, 2012 was an interesting year because two times in a row for The Inn and one time for another product, three times in a row I had deals where basically, I'm going to use a small bad word, the people involved were full of shit. We let that go that I said that.
That's okay.
It was all, I can say much worse words. It was all talk. And that's the thing about L.A., and that's the thing about Hollywood, is there's so much talking going on. I have the utmost respect for people who actually do things. I have the utmost respect for Michael Caruso and Anthony Anderson and Barry Dodd and Julie Smith and all my other friends, Susan Bernard, all my friends out there who are making web series, actually making them and stop talking about the things you're going to do and actually do them. So that's kind of been a really – it's been a really long year. There was a huge deal in place for The Inn with a much bigger budget, and the whole thing fell through. And it fell through because the people involved, and if they're listening, I wish them only the best. But it was all talk, and I finally had to just walk away. And unfortunately, when I walked away, and a lot of people know the story, Emma Caulfield is a friend of mine. Emma was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She had a web series called Bandwagon. She's a very, very talented human being. Mm-hmm. She was going to play the lead in The Inn. And when this deal fell through, she kind of moved on to some other projects. And then when we decided to greenlight the project on our own, I basically funded it myself with the help of, you know, a little Indiegogo account, which she helped me with. She decided to walk away. And so then it was like, okay, well, I lost my money. Okay, no, we're going to still do it. Great, we're going to do it. Oh, now I lost my leading actress. Okay, can I lose anybody else? Anybody else out? Is there anybody else?
No.
And unfortunately, my two really good buds, John and Doug, who I work with on Pretty, who I wanted so bad to work with me on The Inn, they decided not to work with me on The Inn. They just have other projects going, and they didn't want to take on this one. And so it really was just one of those things, like, what do you do? Like, do you take all this as a sign and say, stop everything down? I mean, we had been fighting to get this stupid show made for, like, 8 months. And then finally we went all up to Ojai. We had a scout scheduled that I was going to cancel because I thought, you know, we're not going to make this show. We wound up on the scout. We did the scout. We're sitting in a diner. It's me, my producers, my production managers, and my director of photography. And in the middle of the diner, eating food together, talking about everything, looking at photos. We had a great day up there. Peter, my DP, turns to me and just says, hey, full voice, don't worry about paying me. I know you lost the deal you had, so don't worry about paying me.
Aww.
And I just look at him, and then one by one, everyone at the table says, you don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me. And then everyone said, let's just make this. Let's have fun. And I remembered that's what this is supposed to be, is fun.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, you know what, give us a free trip to Ojai, California, and which I did. And let us stay on the ranch. We got to stay on. Great. We stayed on the ranch. And we got it done, and it was pretty, pretty remarkable. You know, it was just pretty remarkable how everything just sort of came together. And the lesson that I learned in 2012, at the end of 2012, is to have fun. Just if it, when it's not fun, it's not worth doing it. And that's my long roundabout BS answer of who I am.
But I love that answer. I mean, that tells us so much more about you. I mean, I only know what I see on Twitter and, you know, there's not too much on the website about you. It, you know, of course, it's about the series and that and who's playing in them and what it's about. And I love learning more about you. And I think that I need to give you kudos for getting to where you are and, you know, even with all the obstacles that you had to jump over.
There were so many times in the last year where everything, every sign said, don't do it. Don't do it. Not don't do it. Let me change that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. It won't happen. And I just kept pushing forward because I really believed in this story. And, I mean, even to the point of how I got Crystal. Crystal and I knew each other years ago. She did a play reading for me years ago. Mm-hmm. Like 19 years ago, a long time ago. So long ago that she doesn't remember. We joke about that because she's like, I have no memory of this. So I'm like, wow, I'm an amazing writer. She doesn't remember. But it was pretty amazing because I contacted, I know Krista, Krista Morris is the executive producer of Venice. I know Crystal. We've met before. We had a lunch together, the three of us, to talk about projects and that was a long time ago, and then when Emma dropped out, I started looking at other actors. We were in talks with several people, you know, just talking with different people. We almost had Maura West from As the World Turns, who is an Emmy winner herself, who's a terrific actress, but schedule wasn't right for her, and I really have always wanted to work with her. I think she's terrific. And then somebody else we had, which is really surprising, we're in talks with, was Kelly Martin from ER and Life Goes On.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of, she was interested, and we were talking with her, and then we couldn't work out the schedule with her, and then I was sitting there on I was supervising a shoot for The X Factor, and I was sitting there on the set of The X Factor waiting them to light, and I'm sitting on my phone typing away, and then all of a sudden, Crystal's name just came to my mind. I said, oh, for God's sakes, why don't I just ask Crystal? I bet she'd love to do it. And I emailed Krista, and Krista wrote me back and said, here's Crystal's email. And I sent it to Crystal, and like 10 minutes later, she wrote me back and said, I'll take a look, thanks. And I forwarded her the entire scripts, the entire, you know, three seasons. And I was back on that same set the next morning, and I was going through my mail, and as I'm going through my mail, Crystal's email pops up, and I open it, and I still have it, and it says, and I can quote, I'd love to. Call me. And I just went, oh, shit, like, awesome. Like, finally, something, like, I put out there, it's like, it clicked.
Yeah.
So I called her, and later that day, and we talked, and she said, I love it, fantastic, and she said, just tell me where and when I have to be, and I got to say something about Crystal that, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people out there who are, you know, she has so many fans, and I meet so many of them on Twitter, and she's just a really cool, laid back, go with the flow. Anytime I ask anything of her or ask her a question, she's like, yeah, sure, whatever, sure. She doesn't say no. She says yes to everything, which is great.
And I think that's good to know.
I think it's a really good like way to look at the universe too. And I think she embraces that kind of thing. She's just very at peace and one, and she's, you know, like me, she gets it. Like, I can't tell you how many times when we were filming, I turned to her, and I started to explain something, and she's like, why are you explaining to me? I know I did it. Just let's do it. And I'd be like, okay, you're right. Okay, great.
Those are the perfect people to have on there. You know, they don't need a lot of direction. You just hand them their scripts, and off they go.
I will say that I lucked out with this, as I did with the Pretty cast. With this cast, I spent very little time directing them. Even the little boy, Stuart, Stuart delivered lines that I thought I'd have to get him to that point to deliver it. He did it on the first take. And
Wow.
There were times with Stuart where, like, he'd be too creepy, and I'd be like, okay, you need to dial the creep factor back is now you're too creepy.
From a kid, huh?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. So yeah, no, I really looked out.
How old is he?
Stuart is, he's a really little guy, and he's actually 13.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted an 8 or 9 year old, and he's actually 13. So it's kind of funny.
Well, I know my son, my youngest son is 16, and he looks like he's maybe 13, and he doesn't like anybody saying things like that. But
yeah.
In your case, it could come in handy, you know.
Yeah.
For what you wanted for the show.
Totally.
So the other actors that you got on board, I mean, you just give them a call and they were came on, or how did that work out? Because I know a few of them were on Pretty.
I went back to something I did with Pretty, which is with Pretty. There were 6 lead characters in the very first season, 6 main characters. 5 of those characters are friends of mine, and then I know Sam, but we auditioned him because I didn't really know him. For Pretty, I just offered those 5 people the parts, and they all said yes. Same thing with The Inn. We were in talks with a lot of people that would surprise you guys. We actually were in talks for quite a while with Stuart Damon from General Hospital. Alan Quartermain.
I love him. I miss him.
Yeah, we were in talks with Stuart for quite a while, and he's a super nice guy. But again, it's a scheduling issue. It can be the littlest of things. Someone has a vacation, or someone has a doctor's appointment, or someone has another job that might happen. And the thing with the web series is we have so little money to work with. It's not like we can say you're being paid, you know, $5,000,
right.
$10,000, $50,000. I can't, you know, we can't pay that kind of money. So I actually, the first thing I did was, the first person I locked in was Denise Alexander. We've worked together so many times, mm-hmm. and she's a dear friend of mine. She's like my other mom. And when I sent her the script, it's funny because anytime I've ever asked Denise to be in anything of mine, she said no and argued with me and told me not to make it and doesn't make sense. And she read it and she doesn't understand it. And I'm like, you can't believe the hassle. I love her. But
mm-hmm.
she comes to things sometimes like as a producer and she's like, oh, you're crazy and that's not going to work. And, like, and we laugh about it later because she winds up in things.
Uh-huh.
But this one, when I sent her the script, she called me and she said, please, please. I called her or whatever and she said, please, please, please tell me that I can play Lola. And I said, of course, that's what I want. And she said, oh, I would love to play this part. And I said, who am I speaking to? And she started laughing because she wasn't arguing with me. And then I did what I did with Pretty. I cast my friends. Ray Prussia is playing a character named Teddy. Ray, I just gave some more away. Ray and I have known each other for, going on 20 years. We were in the same theater company. I adore Ray. He's been in everything and anything. He is a working actor who just books parts all the time, but he can never say, oh, I know him from, because he was on this show all the time. He's on every show.
Okay. I interviewed an actor like that, too. You know his face, but you don't really remember his name on some occasion, you know.
Exactly.
So I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. And then the same thing with Chuck Sloan. Chuck is playing the sheriff, and Chuck is a very good old friend of mine. We knew each other forever ago. He lived directly below me in the apartment building that I lived in when I first moved here to LA 20 years ago. And he's a terrific actor. And then Mark Gant, Mark and I are friends on Facebook. Mark is a tremendous actor. He has been in so many web series, it's insane. And he is such a go-getter and a good actor and a good guy. And I actually hit Mark up on Facebook and said, I know you're so busy with all your own projects. Would you take a look at this? I think you'd be perfect to be in The Inn. And I sent him the scripts. And then he called me like 2 weeks later and he said, what part are you thinking? And I told him which part. And I told him point blank, if you want to play another part, just tell me because I'll move people around, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever you like. And we wound up having coffee And he was on board, and he said, yeah, I'll do it. I'd be happy to do it. And so we were, I mean, Mark was a long time ago, too, because he and Emma had actually met and talked about being in the project together, and then she fell through. And then Kyle David Pierce is a new actor, a younger guy. He'd love that I said that. I met him. It's funny because he was a big Pretty fan, and he won. There was a group of people who won a Pretty contest to come to one of our premieres, and he lived in L.A., so he won free tickets. And he said hi to me there and talked to me a few times, and then we would talk every now and then on Facebook, and then we'd see each other out and stuff. And when I wrote it, the part that I wrote for him, I thought, you know, this one part, I said, yeah, I think he could probably pull this off. And I called him, and he said yes. And then we actually auditioned Little Boys, and I wound up casting Stuart because Stuart is in my friend Bill's web series, and I got to watch Stuart in several episodes and really get to see him, which was really helpful. That's pretty much it. Believe me, these people don't do it for the money. We're not paying them a lot of money. They're doing it because they believe in the project, and it's exciting. You know, it's fun to be in something new, and it's fun to be in a new medium like you know the internet is. So I think that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, and I think these people are true actors that really love what they do, whether they get paid or not. It's not just a job to them.
There's years ago, this is what theater was like. I mean, Denise Alexander did my very first play. And, you know, I think it was an equity waiver show, and I think we paid her like $7 a show. And
oh, wow.
She wasn't, yeah, that's how it worked. She didn't, she wasn't doing it. She was doing it for the love of being on stage again.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, that's why we all do it. Believe me, my whole, you know, my DP, Peter, and I laugh all the time because, you know, it's 3:00 in the morning, we've been working 20 hours, and we're standing out in the middle of the woods by a pond, and I turn to him, he's smoking, and we're waiting, you know, to do a take, and I turn to him, and I'm like, why are you here? And he starts laughing, he's like, because I love you. And we just laugh, and we keep going, because we do.
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, I know you can't divulge too much more about what's going to be on the inn. We do know that Crystal has the keys in her bra, but we will get at that somehow, some way.
I love that it's taken on a life of its own, actually.
I know, right?
There's no keys and bras in the show, but if that makes you happy, there's also no crock pots in the show, which was the whole crock pot wars that happened, and it's awesome.
Yeah, just so our listeners know, this is just a running joke we were doing on Twitter the other day, so...
Well, I have a question that's not a joke or a running joke, but I do want to get your take on something, Steve. You know, with the future return of All My Children, One Life to Live as web series, how do you think that's going to take off for the two resurrected soaps?
It's an excellent question. I'm very, very excited for them. I'm very, very curious to see how it's going to look. I find it interesting that, for instance, for One Life to Live, the two head writers they've selected are people who have been writing soaps for 35, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything against these two people at all, but I find it interesting that when you're saying you want to move into the 21st century, you want to move into this new medium, that you're not bringing on someone like me, someone like Michael Caruso, someone like Julie Smith, someone who writes this all the time and understands what an online audience wants.
Well, at least as a backup, like somebody to give advice. I mean, that would even
be
good.
And like, and I'm not being, I believe me, I'm not being overly cocky here at all.
Right,
I'm just saying, I'm surprised. Like, I would have put, if I was in charge, I would have put, taken a Tom Racina, like they're taking... Established. The guy who wrote When Luke and Laura Got Married, for God's sakes, which is great, but at the same time, that's 35, 40 years ago, and the truth of the matter is, you pair him with a new writer, like you paired him with Michael Caruso, the magic that Michael can come up with in his brain.
Oh, I know.
With Tom's guidance, mixing that together, it would be on fire what you have. And
yeah.
That's my only concern. My only concern is that what killed the shows on TV is what they're going to put right back on the internet. And while it'll be great to see everyone again, as I pat myself on the back, why people loved Pretty so much is because we gave you all your favorite daytime people, Martha Byrne, Mary Beth Evans, Denise Alexander, Jeannie Francis, but we gave them to you in a way that you never have seen them before. And that's what you guys want. You know, if you want Luke and Laura, then go put them back on General Hospital on the TV and we'll all go watch, which they're going to do. And great.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to be
watching. Say, yeah. Mm-hmm. She needs
I'll
coming
watch.
Back, so.
I'll watch. But to retread over that again on the internet is questionable to me, why you go down the road, which isn't to say that I wouldn't bring these characters back. I would just find it, new blood is needed. This is what I'm saying. I hope these shows take off because I would love to go to Prospect Park and say, here's 19 episodes of Pretty. Here you go. Pay me some money.
Mm-hmm.
They're all yours. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'd love for them to pick up Divanity, to pick up my shows, to pick up whatever. But I'm just hoping it's not two steps forward, three steps back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
you know what I'm thinking, and I don't know anything about the business behind the scenes, or you know, I just whatever I read in that. But do you think possibly they chose these people because they know the history, and that's what they're going to start with, you know, so we feel comfortable coming in, and then maybe vamp it up?
I think that I'm not sure. I would vamp it up from the very beginning. I'm not saying I wouldn't bring the same actors back, but I would they better come out swinging is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You better come out, if you're going to bring all my children back, you better come out swinging with something. We got to find out that, you know, Angie has decided she wants to become a man and she's getting some sort of surgery.
Oh,
like, I don't know. You better come up with something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
you got to.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something.
I am pulling for those two soaps to do very well because I would love for Procter & Gamble to sit up and take notice and do the same thing with As War Turns and Guiding Light. I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, if it had to go to web, great. But I've been a longtime fan of both and hated when they left the, you know, left the airwaves. And it would be great to see that become a success for AMC and One Life to Live and Prospect Park,
right.
You know, just to kind of give others the incentive that, you know, if they can do it, we can too, kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I don't think it's ever too late. I think stories can still. I mean, you know, they're doing the Carrie Diaries right now on the CW network. It's doing
I
well
know.
For them.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's doing well for them. It's
yep.
taking something and twisting it and turning it and giving people what they want. You know, and it's very interesting.
Think if you watch Sex and the City, you kind of think, where did these kids, you know, girls start out? What was their life before? I mean, I know I can't be the only one thinking that sometimes when I watch things. So this is a good thing to put on, to fill in that those thoughts and questions that you had.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned in the chat room, before the Inn premieres next week, watch Gaslight, Psycho, and Rebecca.
Oh, I have one more I should put in here. Hold on. And I've mentioned this one so many times, and some of you have watched it. Angeling with George. Hold on. I'm doing it right now for you.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Oh, and The Changeling with George C. Scott, circa 1973. Out of all of those that you put up there, I think the only one I watched was Psycho, and no, thank you, I don't want to watch that again.
Oh, I love Psycho. That was just an awesome movie.
Yeah, The Changeling is one of my favorite movies of all time. You can watch it. You can get it. You can watch it on YouTube in parts. It's all, you know, segmented up on there for free. But watch it, rent it, download it, or get a DVD. It is a brilliant movie. It is a scary, scary thriller ghost story. There's no blood and guts, but it's the style we're doing. It's the kind of scare that I like where you're like, I've said this before, you know, and this is me not revealing anything too much about the end. you know, that we're doing, which is that my favorite movies are the simple ones where, you know, the house is evil. There you go. I don't need to explain it. The house is evil. Get out of the house. But yet you keep going back in that damn house. And there's going to be times you guys are going to watch The Inn, and you guys are going to go, why does she keep going back inside that house?
Or this scene where the girl is running and always falls down.
Of course, yeah. She just always trips.
Yeah.
She's clumsy.
But those are the kinds of movies that I do like. I cannot stand to watch the blood and gore. I cannot stand to watch, like, what is it, those Michael movies. Is it Halloween or, you know, the chop 'em up ones with the buzzsaw thing? And I don't watch that.
The original Halloween, you're also thinking of Friday the 13th. The original Halloween is brilliant. The original Halloween is there's camera work in there that is, you know, he's doing Hitchcock. There's that brilliant moment where she has to run across the street and she's desperately trying to get the little boy in the other house to wake up to come downstairs and open the door, and she's banging the door, and he's slowly walking across the street, and that scene plays for a good minute and a half, and you're like, run! And I love those moments. That's what we're going for with The Inn, and I hope we can deliver. I think we're delivering it to you. I think we're going to definitely deliver you moments that, if you know these movies, if you know Gaslight, if you know Psycho, if you know Rebecca, if you know The Changeling, you're going to go, oh, I see what they just did. You know, it winks to them.
Well, with all your experience in business and industry and all your knowledge, I think that we are in for a really, really good scary series.
I hope so. We did one thing I'll tell you guys is I had my editor put we desaturated all the color to give it a older film feeling look to it. So when you see it, and even you can see we did it in the trailer. The color, the blues aren't very, they're not, everything's a little muddy looking, and we did that all on purpose. So it's
Well, thank God you told me that, because I would be thinking it's my eyes.
It's not. It's funny, because when my editor will email me an episode and I watch it, I'm like, it's good. I make notes. And as soon as she puts the color effect on it, I go, oh, it's so good. Look at that girl. You know, it's all scary looking now.
Well, I think now is the time we'll go ahead and take a couple calls, because we're getting to the top of the hour, and I know there's people chomping at the bit here, and you probably know each and every one of them, so
I'm scared. Yeah.
Get ready. Here we go with the first one. It's Gladys. Say hello, Gladys.
Hello. Hello, Tom and Dawn. How are you guys?
Hello, Gladys.
Hi, Mojito Steve.
Oh, Gladys, with your mojitos, what am I going to do with you?
This show is so awesome. This is a pre-show for the premiere of The Inn tomorrow. This is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, wait, the show you're on right now, or my show? Or both?
Today is the premiere show for The Inn tomorrow. Tomorrow is February 4th.
Yeah, you have a week from tomorrow, but you just brought up something, if I heard you right, and maybe I didn't, but I'll say it anyway because people have been asking. The Inn, I will guarantee you guys all, The Inn Season 1 is free. It's absolutely free to watch. We are not a subscription show at this time. That may change depending if I can't pay some bills, but at this moment, it's free to watch.
And we're going to watch it tomorrow, right?
No, you have to wait a week.
No, a week. A week from tomorrow.
Guys, I'm trying to tell Steve that tomorrow is February 4th. You know, I'm trying to tell him that tomorrow is February
4th. Sure, okay.
So enjoy The Inn tomorrow. Come on.
Wait a minute. Are you in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe in Puerto Rico it's February 4th tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I know, Gladys, because Gladys and I chat on Twitter all the time, and it's so nice to hear your voice.
so nice to hear you, Steve. And thank you for telling us about the crockpot and about the crystal have the keys. We know that crystal have the keys. You are not going to find them, she said. So.
That argument is never going to. And I love how she, Crystal, actually jumped in on that argument. And I'm like, you're not helping. There's no keys. You're wrong.
Thank you guys for having Steve for this time. I'm enjoying this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So
it's nice to talk to you.
So talk to you later, guys.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Gladys. We'll see you on Twitter.
Bye, Gladys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up we have Joyce in Indiana. Say hi, Joyce.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, Joyce, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good.
Do you know who I am?
I do know who you are. Is your whole house covered in calendars yet?
Oh.
Yes. I got a printer, and I've been printing them off, so, I haven't got them in the bathroom. So, yeah, I get to take a shower with them.
Oh, that is awesome. That is making me laugh.
Believe me,
yeah, I think
I'm enjoying my friends. I had about
enough-
3 times.
I think you have another one on the way heading toward you. Everyone out there on Twitter responded so well. I came up with this idea to take the photos and make a calendar, and we sold like more than 50 of them. I think like 48 of them Joyce bought. No, I'm kidding. We sold tons of them, so thank you to everybody who bought them, and all that goes to the show, believe me. We are... our show bank account is still in the negative, but we're going to get there. Don't you worry.
Yep. I was also wondering, are you going to have T-shirts and keychains and stuff at the end?
I think we'll produce stuff as we go. I got to take a look at how much budget we have. We were able to do the calendars because they were really cost effective, and you guys all jumped in on them so quickly. So I'll take a look. I'll see. One thing I'd like to do, we did a, some of the pretty people can tell you, we did a water bottle, a stainless steel water bottle for pretty. And through my sister, has a company that makes stainless steel, recycled metal water bottles. And those were pretty popular, so we might make some of those for the inn. I'll have to look into that. It seems that everybody just wants something that has Crystal's face attached to it. And
yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Can you make sure that Crystal's face is on it, too?
Oh. Yeah, sure. At the bottom, like on the inside, like when you're done drinking, it's just her looking at you. You have to look in the bottle.
Well, inside and out be perfect.
Perfect. That's very nice to hear your voice.
It's very nice table. And we're going to have an Instagram chat, aren't we, soon?
Oh, I hope so. I'd like to do on the night that we premiere the first episode, so maybe next Monday, February 4th, because I love talking to you guys, and I love hearing what you guys have to say. It's really an amazing world now to be able to put something up and people all, I mean, like Gladys just called from Puerto Rico. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right.
People all over the world. And we have, there's a girl named Karen, a woman named Karen in Australia. And there's our friend, we have two fans that I love, Katja and Melanie, who are in Germany. And it's just crazy that all over the world, we just mailed calendars to Sweden, for goodness sake. So it's like, just so great to be able to hear everybody and hear what you're thinking and know that we're all, like, you know, watching something at the same time. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
And I got one more question, and I'll leave you alone for the night. Well, not for the night. I was going to tell you good night at the end of the night. But whenever I come out there, I'm not for sure on my dates yet, but either on June, July, we're still going to hang out, right?
We're going to have to find a time. I just have to make sure that I'm in L.A., and not working out here or working in New York, but I'll make that happen.
Okay. Then I'm trying to get Crystal to join us.
Okay. You make that happen.
Yeah.
She has the crazy drive. She's got the long drive. Her drive is insane. My drive is nuts, but her drive is insane to get into LA.
Well, like I said, I'll meet y'all halfway.
Okay, cool.
I'll go to Santa Barbara if that's halfway for both of you. I don't care.
Joy, since you're in Indiana and I'm in Illinois, pick me up on the way.
Oh, okay. What part are you from Illinois?
I'm just outside of Chicago.
Okay, I drive the 6 hours to get to you, then we'll drive the other 29, well, it'll be probably about 25 hours from there.
Oh, we can take
it. I'm driving to L.A. I mean, that's a 29-hour drive from me.
Wow.
And I'm driving by myself. Because it's well worth getting out there to meet everybody out there.
Well, maybe we need to have a some sort of in event that we can plan.
Yeah, that'd be great. Make sure Crystal's there.
Okay, you have to help. I can't.
Hey, Steve, do you know Crystal?
Have I ever met her?
I guarantee if Crystal's there, you better get the Staples Arena because it'll be packed.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, you have a great day and evening, and I hope y'all are staying dry out there.
Thank you, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to
talk
to you.
Thanks for calling, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take one last caller, and this is going to be Drew, if I can get it to work. Drew, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, hi. Say hi to Steve.
Hello.
Drew Tozer, what are you doing? Wait, I didn't say your last name. Drew T. Period, what are you doing?
Oh, saying hi. Shannon's phone is, like, not working at all, but she says that she loves you, and she says hi.
Oh, Shannon. Shannon would just get on here and not say anything and go, like, I had the whole cast of Pretty Caller one time, and we arranged the whole thing through her mom and surprised her and everything, and, like, she's, like, all she kept saying was, hello. Because she was so, like, nervous and scared. We're like, oh, my God, we're just like a bunch of dorks standing in a room yelling at a phone. Drew, I just saw that photo you put up of yourself on Facebook. Did you color your hair?
Yeah.
Really good.
Thank you.
I saw it.
Aww.
Is it, like, red or brown or what is it?
It was supposed to be brown, but it's been really bleached and colored, so it turned out a bit red, and it's probably going to die soon, but it's all good.
you'll be like me. We'll have shaved heads together. It'll be great.
Oh, no.
Yay.
I don't know if she'd want a shaved head.
I don't know.
I'll try everything once.
Will you? Now we're gonna hold you to that.
All right.
she's young and she's not scared. Drew, did you graduate high school yet? Are you in college?
No, I'm still in high school.
Okay, but Shannon's in college now, right?
Yeah, she's in college.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What year are you?
Grade 10, which is like a sophomore there.
Sophomore, yeah. Good, good, good. All right, well, keep getting good grades and do better than my niece did. Okay, because that would make me happy.
Will do.
Hopefully she's not listening.
You never know.
You never know.
I'm really excited for the inn and stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you. I like I said, I hope we can live up to everybody's excitement. And we have there's going to be a lot of surprises, I promise. It's going to be really good. We're going to do, I don't know if I said this before, but season one is going to be February 4th. It'll be 5 Mondays in a row. And then we'll be back with season 2 in June, 5 more Mondays. And then the final season will be in October and 5 Mondays in a row again, and then the big finale.
God. That big of a break in between?
Oh, you're lucky, kids, because you look at most web series schedules, it's a full year before you get to see anything again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. That's why we shot everything once. I'm trying to get out, you know, trying to make a role happen and get everybody excited and keep them excited, but each season has a big finale twist, season finale, huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So it's good because a week from now you get to see five in a row, and then you're gonna have to wait a couple months, and then we'll show you some more.
You're gonna end with a cliffhanger and make us all really paranoid.
Of course.
My goal.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody will hang on and wait till that couple months comes up to see the next one, because the way it sounds, we'll be hanging on for dear life. Oh, you saw Mike say hi to you. I was going to tell you that.
I know, Mike, very well. We are. I'll tell you something really quick as well, and I don't mean to go over your time, but we're featuring a bunch of new music from some of my favorite people. Vessi Mink is an indie artist who I love. Mike works with Drew Stevens, who's another indie artist that I love. He worked with us on Pretty. Mary Edwards worked with us on Pretty. She's back. My brother actually has a song that we're using, and all this new music is going to happen in the first five episodes. So some good new tunes that you guys can listen to and then go purchase for 99 cents and support the artists. And we'll go ahead and put all that up as we launch each episode. And Mike works with Drew Stevens. So that's why we're old friends who met via the internet. And, Drew wound up recording a ton of stuff for us for Pretty, including the Hot Mess song, which I wrote the lyrics for. My brother wrote the music, and then Drew recorded it for us. It's pretty amazing. So it's going to be fun stuff. We're really looking forward to it, and I'm really happy everybody's excited. That's the best news in the world.
We really are. Drew, did you have any other questions? Because we're at the top of our hour.
No, it's all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Bye, Drew.
Bye.
Now, before we go, since Mike says he wants a calendar, and I'm sure there's many others, how do they get one?
Well, Mike, you check your mail, because you just ruined your own surprise, because
Uh-oh.
There's one already on the way to you. How's that for a spoiler? There are no calendars left right now. What we did is we ordered them as people put in orders. We kind of just bought them based on what people were requesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have like three or four left. And I kind of want to give them away, you know, online and stuff. So I think we'll give a few more away. And I think that this item is going to be put to bed.
Okay. Okay.
We did two full orders. And everybody ordered the ones that they wanted, and I haven't, you know, I kept giving everybody like, you know, till Friday, and then all the orders came in, and we'd order them, and that's it. So I think we'll move on to whatever the next thing is. I don't think we're going to be selling anything coming up soon, because we're going to really be focused on the episodes themselves.
Okay, well, we can tell our listeners to join your Facebook page. It would be facebook.com/ the in the series, right? And on Twitter, you can follow at the in series. And the website is actually the Pretty the Series website, so it's prettytheseries.com. Also has the in series on there. Are you going to keep them together on there, or are you going to make a separate website eventually?
I'm going to keep them together.
Okay.
I think that it's a good marketing tool to
right.
keep them in one place. And you can also, it all goes to the same location. If you type in theinseries.com, theintheseries.com, prettytheseries.com, it all takes you to the same location.
It comes up. Yeah, I noticed that the other day when I typed in the in series and I got Pretty the Series, and I thought, what did I do? But it brought me right there, and then I saw the in, so... Don't be confused like me. You are on the right website. Well, we want to thank you, Steve, for joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun, and we've learned so much about you and who you are and what you do, and we look forward to your next series coming out February 4th.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys will all keep watching, and maybe later this year we can set another date to come back and chat some more, so you can tell me what you like, what you didn't like, and start screaming at me why I killed Crystal. Why did you kill Crystal's character off in the second episode? Just kidding.
Well, I say a good time to do that would be after the first 5 episodes. We'll have you back, and that way we can talk about season 1.
Sounds fantastic. I'm game.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks a lot again, Steve. You have a good night and rest of your weekend, and we'll chat on Twitter.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me. Good night, everybody.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, well, I know I'm chomping at the bit, and I, like Gladys, wish that tomorrow was February 4th. Unfortunately, we have a week to wait, so, but that's okay. A week will fly by. Before you know it, it'll be here. Just keep watching Twitter, go to the Facebook page, you know, facebook.com, be in the series, and that way you'll be able to keep up with everything and find out when the, you know, the episode airs. So what do you think? Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like you say, it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight and those callers that called in and the people in the chat room. It was a lot of fun. Join us again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time when we welcome our special guest, Kristen Johnston, who you may know from Third Rock from the Sun. She played Sally Solomon, and she's now on The X's as Holly, a divorce attorney on TV Land. Hysterically funny. I love that show. She's also come out with her own biography, a book called Guts, and it is about what she went through with her alcoholism and drug addiction and what it did to her and how she came out on the other end. And let me tell you, that book, you'll read it in a minute flat. I read it in 4 hours, and she has given me so much inspiration. She is truly, truly a strong woman, more, I think, so than she even knows. And she helps a lot of people with that book. So I highly recommend you buy it. It's on Amazon as well as in the bookstores. So thank you again, everybody. Good night. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Dawn, thank you for the crazy day that you had and still joined me.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Okay. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.